Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Dichotomy required. Ask almost anyone whether those who pursue a career in show business are a special breed, and you'll get the same answer. Oh, heck yeah. One of the elements of special that I've noticed the longer I've been at this, especially among those who are the most successful at navigating this business, is the ability to straddle two different worlds in at least a half dozen areas, knowing when to shift from one mindset to the other in order to handle the specific challenge on tap at that moment. For example, you must be vulnerable so that you can freely access your emotions, yet hard-shelled enough to deal with the criticism, rejection, and exhaustion of pursuing this career. You must care enough about a role to prepare with gusto and have confidence in the product you're offering up, but care so little that it's easy to forget you were on a veil, had a pin in you, or booked the gig before the money fell out, or they cut the role altogether. You must be both creative and business-minded, and know when to switch from one to the other, as creatives scare the bejesus out of suits, but people who don't know how to negotiate because they're so busy dreaming get eaten alive in this town. You must know how to spin the projects you have coming up without stealing focus from those you're promoting right now, your enthusiasm for the latter having been at its peak months or even years before you're being asked to give good mic on the red carpet about it. You must be encouraged by love and adoration from the fan base you worked so hard to create, but not so tied up in whether anyone gives a crap about what you're doing that you give a crap about the hate some will spew the more high profile you become. You must be able to hear endless advice about how this works and both take the advice that'll help you and throw away the advice that doesn't apply, wouldn't help, or simply isn't right for you right now. Wow. No wonder some people say we're crazy. But what's cool is this business is a wonderful fit for those who were labeled as ADD in school. The Ritalin generation actually has a really good shot at success because show business exists. Were you an outcast around all of those normal people who went on to succeed at normal lives with normal careers? Awesome. That means you actually have a chance at making it here. Now, I'm not saying that gives you a free pass for being scattered or unfocused or non-specific about your brand. You don't get to use dichotomy as an excuse to leave out the focus on any of the elements required to make it. I'm saying that your ability to straddle two worlds simultaneously, to live a dichotomous lifestyle, will be to your advantage here. This actually requires intense focus on the fact that there are at least two mindsets needed in order to find success in this business. Yes, there's craft, but there's business. Yes, there's art, but there are numbers. Yes, there's vision, but there is product. And if you can ping-pong back and forth between each world, you're well on your way to enduring all the stuff that confounds the rest of the world, those who watch entertainers and scratch their heads, both because they're in awe of the talent required in what they do and because they're confused as to how they can be so irresponsible as to hang a career on a dream. That's got to be okay with you, if you are one, if you really, truly are one. And hey, you may not be. How can you know for sure? Well, start with 100% accountability. Meet with a power group that keeps you in check. Whatever side of the dichotomous existence includes weak muscles for you, make sure those muscles get a regular, hearty workout in a safe place. Spend time with people who help you develop yourself fully, not those who only make you feel comfortable for the safe place that you occupy most of the time. Understand the difference between you staying in a safe place and your space being a safe place. Challenge yourself and just get better at every turn. Stay balanced so that you can easily step over the line in one direction or other at any of the above-mentioned turns without it throwing your whole psyche out of whack. Be aware of who you, at your core, are. And always look at what is versus what if with an eye toward balance. Enjoy that you actually have a shot at being something really amazing simply because you're possibly too broken to be in all those other worlds. Great. There are enough people with real jobs out there already, and they won't show it, but they're broken too. Just not in fun, creative ways like we are. You, if you're broken at all, hopefully are the fun, creative kind of broken, the kind that makes you creative and brilliant and expressive and awesome, and possibly amazingly successful at this crazy career. Embrace that. Expect others to do so too, because we will.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.